from a special media or page just general media?
In terms of particular, I'm pushing it further than that.
I wonder where you think, just for all the people that's going, what's happening in that area, do you think, maybe people see magazines, things like that, or more?
That is such a huge question. So like, in general, what does hip hop need to grow?
Yeah.
Like I said before, we need more people who can work at an administrative level. So publicists, people that can do grant applications, accountants, lawyers, that kind of side of it. So artists can be in a position where they can focus on their own stuff. But I think, kind of what PJ was saying before, but I think for an artist to get to the point that they need a manager, they need to know exactly everything that there is to need a manager for. So you need to learn every side of it. So, you know, you might have to become a promoter, you might have to be able to write your own stuff, you might have to be able to learn, you know, business side of things and the way people speak. And
getting back to the media thing, there's only so much special media that can be around. This is Australia, we've got a certain population. You've got the Unrated magazine now, which targets Australian hip hop. They don't seem to be achieving huge ads. Basically, I don't know if that's true, then how they sell their ads or whatever. What I'm trying to say is, you can't saturate the market with anything. Hip hop ads, it's just not going to work. What needs to happen is, there's only so much media available in Australia as well. Look at all the music magazines, there's not that many. Now, you go to the UK or the States, it's ridiculous, all sorts of stuff. But it's about getting more mainstream magazines covering what's relevant to Aussie hip hop. And instead of telling a story on someone that's on for a major that gets 10 people that show themselves 200 units, covering the rules or covering the outside or, and it just gets back to that same point that they need to be educated, we need to get the word out there, educating people who is really making noise and what's really happening within the scene and what, you know, what it comes down to, what the punters want. That's what it comes down to. It's not about me or PJ or whatever, you know, I mean, you've got all these ideas, you're doing these things, but at the end of the day, it's about what the customers want. They're the one going on the shop with their hard earned money and buying a CD, you know what I mean? So, and it's about the need to give, you know, explaining what the punters want to hear, but to be able to do that, they've got to realise what it is people do want to hear and how they don't. So,
I think a misconception with a lot of artists about getting this stuff into the media, radio, like that at the moment, you've got to, I don't know, things about relevance, you've got to target your products, whatever you can wear it, starting in grassroots level, starting at community radio, uni radio, or whatever, starting at that level. You send your disc to Triple J, holy shit, you know how many discs those guys get? Man, you're going to go in for box and, sorry, not a box, make it boxes of discs every week. So yeah, sure, you might have the best sounding song, the best sounding album for that week in the hip hop or for that month or whatever, but unfortunately you will go into a bomb. So start by looking at your local street press first before sitting on the air and publish something on you, stuff like that. Marking yourself to a relevant point first and growing, but take those steps, you know, baby steps is not, you know, that's going to be a huge time. The misconception that local street press won't publish your shit. They won't do an interview, you know, with you. They won't do a show review or an album review. This is true because they've got licenses to do. But it's about relevance again. If you've got generally media, if you've got album release coming out, that's a start. If you've got a loss to go with it, again, that's another reason for them to look at you. If you're making noise and you're doing stuff, then they will pay attention to you. Just because you send them a disc and a dance goodbye and a lovely photo, incredible artwork, incredible beauty, that doesn't generally mean they'll review you or whatever. There's a good chance to present yourself professionally too. You know, your package looks nice, doesn't have to look nice, but it does help.
If for everything you send out, follow up, try and follow up at least twice. So if you send out a CD, close enough wide.
Most people can't.
And expect that you might get two reviews out of it in the beginning.
Still two more than you're going to get anyhow.
You won't get anything for that bowler.
Yeah.
You got a bowler and you send you one.
Yeah, presume everybody's lazy and doesn't give a shit. That's kind of my way.
I'm a strong believer from my personal perspective as well is follow up, but don't be a fucking pest.
Yeah.
You're a pest to me, sorry whether you're using it or not. See you later.
It's that humility thing, like,
yeah.
You know, follow up, that being professional and be humble and understand.
Sometimes the pest that gets the best result is trying to get through it.
And just make
sure, you know,
you speak a lot.
That's it, something.
Yeah, and you can sort of five people up and it's just not hindering. And if you see me at a club enjoying a show and shit, and I've got my Coca-Cola and I'm going up, don't come up and rap it on here, man. Seriously, do follow. I'm a few believer in contest, like within the industry, everything is in contest. You see it, Ken West figured out, you know, Mark McGinn with this, trying to get a main stage spot, he's going to make you a fucking idiot. Whether you send anyone get to the stage of this community, you know what I mean? And it's sending me your demo, sorry, as much as I'll shoot anyone down, but there's no point sending me a demo, I don't want another app, I've got the hook. And just because you send me a demo doesn't mean I'm going to send to one of these guys to be straight. You know, the thing for me, it's my list, you've got to build your profile, so I'm paying attention to you. Not the other way around. Like, so many just so get sent, sorry, I don't listen to demo. That's why I'm a freak for that. But I have that problem. I do, sorry, in context, I'm going to get one of the grant. Or whatever. But yeah, if they get thrown into one of the coming forwards and twice off the demo, then I might get around to listening to one day. But I'm a big believer in context. Don't grab it from my ear. Don't spit my ear on out of the show. Don't bet it, just don't spit my ear, will stop. If I want to hear you rap, I'll come to your show. If I want to hear you freestyle, I'll be in context. I want to know silence. I don't want this in my ear at a bar. Sorry, I don't see that in context, you know what I mean? It's cool. I know that's a hip-hop thing to do, but for me, it's in context.
That's not cool.
Okay, so I'm sure you're on the side of the group here. But that's for me, that's an important thing as well, in context. If you want my attention, there's definitely numerous ways of getting it, but going to the relevant source is really important. Really important. I'm the wrong person to push your shit to. But yeah, I can help you better than I can. Sorry, dude, my job's still good. That's nothing against any of you.
So I think you were saying before, PJ, about directing the black promotion to the people, what you said before, was sending this out and holding it up. I would imagine if it wasn't a moment, you know, radio is really one of the best places to start if you're starting out. So
yeah.
I recommend following up the side of each station, picking particular shows that you require.
You're talking about research?
Yeah. So don't just go on.
Use the forum for research. Go to the radio show. There's a straight set. We'll have every radio show in every state.
Yeah, so I just said,
make friendships for yourself.
But also, don't just worry about the specialty shows. Contact the music manager. Especially shows are using 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. You know, if you talk to the music manager, give them up CDs and present yourself nicely, you might get a drive home out in a week, or you might get, you know, a sweet 16 rotation on scene or whatever, you know. And, you know, it's about research and finding out what a station or what a magazine can give to you and what you've got that's relevant to give to them and then building it.
Yeah,
see,
I'll give you an example of a crew, not good at all. But another crew that got some funding and it was called Marketing Promotion Distribution. Hit it off with Distro. With their marketing, sent out 200 discs all around Australia and overseas and got nowhere. Didn't get over that hurdle. The main problem that they had or the error they made was they sent so many discs to so many wrong people. Different back then when they were doing it, just made the label to give a shit about some of the hip-hop demo. Nowadays there's slightly more chance to look at it because the folks, like our guys, but sending the demo to the right person, getting an AME or whatever it is, getting the thing resourced and doing the research and sending the product to the right person is critical. You don't send AMEs to a record station, but it's 2SER or Triple J. You get your work now, but
Two people work for them, so if they have a format where they'll put an album cover up, send them an email and send them a PDF of your album cover so they've worked done, you know what I mean? And just make things easy for people.
can make it the
issue and, you know, present it as a way that can push and make it easy for them. Because you people are like being stupid, basically.
You need to take yourself seriously, too, from my perspective. If you send me a demo and I get these, well, like I said, I don't get the demos, I don't know. But I get a demo with this in a handwritten, material we can see on ours and that up. But just handwritten, material we can see on there. To me, I'm like, well, who the hell is this dude? What does he look like? And I haven't even listened to his this yet. If you appear professional, people will take you seriously in an instant.
Why not?
Straight
up to
make it better. Your
dish looks
alright,
it comes
as a full package,
you've got your bio. Human contact is so underrated, you know, by email. Hi, this is Joe World, you know, I'm so-and-so, please come on my contact. Just being polite gets you so far. Seriously.
You're definitely right, PJ, because I might get a lot of music sense from you. Yeah, I mean, I'll probably get 20 CDs a day or something, so there's no way I can listen to them all. I'll listen to the ones that present it properly.
But if someone connects you with a nice artwork, it doesn't have to be clean on it, but a nice artwork, a bio, you know...
If it's presented properly, I'm going to listen to it. And I'm going to give them a detailed response. I'm not just going to go over the shit and throw them in the bin. I'm going to ring up and say, yo, all right, you sent me this CD, this is what I think about it, this is what I think to be improved, or
if they take the time to take themselves seriously...
Yeah, that's right. But if you get a CD with a mobile phone written on and text on, it gets thrown in the creek across the road.
You don't get the collision stage, sorry. And if you think we're harsh when it comes to demo, wait till you talk about a fucking label, like a strong label thing, they certainly don't take it seriously. I know a lot of bloody industry heads that have a 2 to 3 second rule, never gone in the first 2 to 3 seconds, it's out in the end. So it's harsh, but believe it or not, the industry's harsh, no doubt about it, it's a little bit harsh. But you present yourself seriously. If you send me a decent package, I'll break the rule here a little bit. I have got a serious package. Never heard of before now. Well, they, you know, not promoters, but they present themselves to me and I can tell that they're taking it seriously. Actually, take a strong member or get around to one and give them one.
I think